say about the music we should listen to, secular versus gospel. Now, I'm just going to be honest. The Bible doesn't say a whole lot specifically about that. Because back then, they didn't have radio stations. They didn't have the top 40. You sang either songs that the tribe sang. You sang songs of celebration. You sang songs of worship at church. So the Bible doesn't have anything directly to say about you should listen to this genre of music, you should not listen to that genre of music. So when it doesn't have anything specific to say, like we have before, we have to look at some guiding principles. Okay? Now, I confessed this before. Last week when we got the question, and I'm going to confess it again, I'm a headbanger from way back. I'm a product of the 70s and the 80s. What we have to do is we have to look at what does the Bible say about our life with the Lord and how we can best live it out, because it doesn't say anything specific. So what we as Christians have to do is we have to look at, okay, how can I best honor God with my life, and what encourages me to do that? So there are basically two passages I'm going to kind of settle in on and wrestle with. And again, I'm not going to tell you what music to listen to. Okay? That's not my job. That's something that you've got to settle on. That's something that you've got to decide. And I hope you don't think any less of me because I'm a headbanger. First passage I want us to look at is Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4 and verses 8 and 9. Now here again we're looking at what does the Bible say about music, and this doesn't specifically in context deal with music. But what it does deal with is the condition of our heart and our mind. Okay? So he says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, "Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence and if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things. The things that you've learned and received and heard and seen, and practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you." Paul is telling them how not to worry, how not to develop a heart that's full of stress. Now, I'm just going to tell you, back when I was playing football, back when I was competing, there are certain types of music that get you energized, that get you fired up. And in Proverbs it says, hey, there's a time for everything under the sun, a time for mourning, a time for gladness, a time for death, and a time for life. There's a time for everything. So in this, if we're going to have a heart that honors God, if we're going to develop a life and an attitude of life of that honors God, if we're going to guard our heart, then we have to make sure we guard what comes into our heart. Okay? There are some types of music. There are some things in music. Music in and of itself is not a bad thing. I've heard some preachers and some leaders that would say anything that has a backbeat is bad. I don't see that biblically. You've always got what you talk about in church as worship wars. What music is appropriate for worship? And this is not what we're talking about here. We're talking about what you listen to on a day-to-day basis. So if we're gonna have a heart and a mind that is pure, a life that honors God, says we need to dwell on the things that honor God. Now, there are some types of music that have lyrics that don't lead you to honor God. Okay? And that's in every genre. That's country music, just like rap music. Okay? So, and everything in between, it's the lyrics that matter. So we need to be careful of the lyrics that we listen to. It's the words that carry the message. Now, the music in and of itself is not godly or ungodly. It's the message that's brought with it. So we need to guard our heart. We need to dwell on, we need to live in a place that helps feed our mind and our heart on the things of God. So if you're looking at this passage, the best thing that we can do, especially if it's a time when we're struggling, especially if it's a time when we're wanting to focus on God's Word, then we need to be, you know, we need to have music that helps lead us there. Rand and I were talking about this earlier, you know, when she was talking about the types of music, you know. Sunday morning, I love listening to worship music. I'm preparing my heart to worship. When I'm studying my Bible, I don't know about you, but I get distracted with words. Music is powerful to me. Music grasps my attention. So if I'm trying to study, I can't study in quiet. I'm not one of those type of people that if you're going to study, I've got to have complete silence. I didn't do well in the library unless I took my headphones. Okay? But if I'm going to study, then I need to have something that doesn't have any lyrics. A lot of times you'll come into my office and you'll hear smooth jazz playing because I love jazz music. I'm very eclectic in the type of music I listen to. You'll hear classical music playing because there's no words. It doesn't distract me. It gives me some background noise to break the silence, which would drive me insane if it was quiet. So I listen to those kind of things. And what you've got to do is that as you're trying to figure out, okay, what is in this particular moment, what is going to help me? If I'm trying to draw close to God, then I need to have something that draws close to God. Headbanging music's not the best thing at that time. Okay? So focus on that. Now it's not to say, here again, we can get very legalistic. We can get very legalistic and say, well, you're a sinner if you don't listen to gospel music all the time. If you don't listen to Southern gospel, I'm going to tell you, that's probably the only genre of music I really don't like. That's just personal preference. Got some great lyrics. I mean, I understand there's a lot of people that love Southern gospel music. That's awesome. I'm just not one of them. Okay? But people will say, man, you got to listen to Southern gospel. You got to listen. That's a little bit legalistic. Okay? So what we have to do as a believer, we have to be spiritually in tune enough to understand what is going to help me in this moment. If I'm having a stressful day, sometimes something that's got a little beat to it helps me relieve some stress. Because I can bang my head to something that's got some, you know, it's kind of like squeezing that ball, you know, to relieve stress. So, but you've got to be careful because it can also cause you to get a little tense and increase your passions a little bit and your aggression. So it's something that we've got to be careful. And it says to dwell on these things. If we're going to honor God, we need to dwell. That means a place that you live. That's where you spend most of your time. We need to dwell on those things that are pure and they're noble. Now there is music out there that's not necessarily Christian that isn't vulgar. Okay? Here again, I'm not telling you that this is what you need to do. But I'm very eclectic in the type of music I enjoy. I enjoy contemporary Christian music. I enjoy hard rock music. I enjoy the blues. Now, I haven't found a Christian blues singer yet. I love the blues. I love what would be considered Texas blues. You know, Stevie Ray Vaughan, that kind of stuff, great lead guitar, all that. I love that stuff. And there's some things you can listen to that's not necessarily vulgar in its lyrics. And so I'm not trying to make you legalistic about things. But you've got to be sensitive enough in your own spirit. Now, parents, and you've got to guide your children. Now, if you say to your children, hey, there's some types of music you need to make sure your children aren't listening to. There's a whole lot of rap music and stuff out there that's not very good. But if your kid loves rap, now I do enjoy some rap music. There's some great Christian rappers out there. Lecrae, I started to get our folks in the sound booth to play some music, but I thought it would just probably make some of your head explode if I played some of it. So I decided not to do that. But Lecrae, Toby Mac, KJ52, man, there are some really good Christian rappers out there that have got more gospel in them than most sermons have. really, really good. So if your kid loves rap music, and this generation, I mean, that's what they're around all the time. Hey, introduce them to some really good rap music. Now, there are some Christian rappers that are terrible. The lyrics are great, but man, their rhythm and their rhyme is horrible. So many times we in the effort to make, oh, we've got to listen to only Christian music, and we try to come up with genres of Christian music that match the world, and we just do a really bad job of imitating the type of music that they do. So there's some of them that just aren't good, and they're just hard to listen to, even though they try to make good lyrics and God-honoring lyrics. They're just qualities not there. So there, if you hunt, if you look, there are some really good Christian alternatives to this type of music you love. I love hard rock music. There are some really good hard rock Christian groups. Skillet, Cutlass, Red, Switchfoot, Thousand Foot Crutch, Petra. Flyleaf is a new one I was introduced to when I started kind of looking at something. POD is one of my favorites. So there are some great alternatives. If you like a particular genre of music, then hey, you can go to some Christian groups that play that type of music and do a really, really good job of it. So you don't really have the excuse of, well, I just can't find any Christian music that I like. Well, there's some out there. You just got to look for it that do it really well. And parents, encourage your kids to find those types of music and the genre that they enjoy, and let that be what they listen to most of the time. But we need to fill our heart, and we need to dwell in that place that encourages us in our walk with the Lord. But we can't be legalistic. I've got to go to the opposite extreme too. Let's look at Matthew chapter 7, because this is the other passage that we've got to be careful of. I don't know if I said Matthew, but it's Mark chapter 7. Mark chapter 7. Mark chapter 7, verses 14 through 23. Now again, in context, this isn't talking about music, but the principle is what we're looking at, okay? In context, he's talking about food. It says, after he called the crowd to him again, he began saying to them, listen to me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing outside the man which can defile him, if it goes into him, but the things which proceed out of the man are what defile the man. If anyone has an ear, let him hear. Verse 17. When he had left the crowd and entered the house, his disciples questioned him about the parable. And he said to them, are you so lacking in understanding also? Do you not understand that whatever goes into a man from the outside cannot defile him? Because it does not go into his heart, but into his stomach and is eliminated. Here again, he's talking about food. But the principle is, it's not what goes into our lives that defiles us. It's what comes out of our mouth that defiles us. And he said, that which proceeded out of a man is what defiles the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceeds the evil thoughts, fornication, thefts, murders, adulteries, deeds of coveting and wickedness, and as well as deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, and foolishness. All these things proceed from within and defile the man. Now, that's why it's important that we guard our heart. It's the thing. It's not what goes into our ears that defile us. It's those things that change our heart. It's those things that we take to heart, and it begins to change the way we live. It begins to change the way we speak. It begins to change our attitude towards other people. So we've got to be very careful. And me being eclectic, and again, I love hard rock music. I have to be careful, because if I'm listening to it the wrong time, or if it begins to lead me into thoughts that I don't need to have, I need to get away from it, okay? And dwell in that place. The vast majority of the music I listen to is going to be contemporary Christian. But there are times when I listen to secular music because I enjoy secular music. I guard, you know, I use Pandora or Spotify, and if there's a song that comes up that has offensive lyrics, I thumbs down it. I remove it from my playlist and try to stick to songs that don't have profanity and don't have things that aren't good. But music in and of itself is not a bad thing. Now, again, parents, I'm not telling you, however you want to raise and parent your kid, if you want to tell them they can't listen to anything but this, that's fine. But when they get out at school and they've got their iPhone with them, they're going to listen to whatever they want to listen to. Give them some good alternatives to listen to while they're away, while they're not right there under you. Some things that they can get connected to in that rap music or the hard rock music or whatever genre that they enjoy, and do that. Now, again, I like the blues. I like that kind of music. I listen to Amos Lee and some other guys like that. And so you got to be selective, but you can't be legalistic either and say, well, you're going to go to hell if you listen to secular music. No, it's what comes out of you. Now, if you're so caught up in music and it has such an effect on you that it begins to change the way you talk, change the way you act, then it's time to stop it, okay? And there are some people like me, I'm telling you, music speaks to me, and it does to most people, but some people it speaks to more than others. And you've got to be very careful about what you listen to, what you let into your heart. But saying that secular music is all bad and Christian music is all good and you can't do one without the other, that's something that you've got to decide personally and as a parent. But encourage them to listen to the things that are available in Christian music. There's some great, great artists out there. Now, again, when you're talking about worship music, there's a difference between worship music and Christian entertainment. Okay? What we sang tonight, great worship songs. Skillet, not so much. Okay? Really good Christian entertainment, but not very good conducive to corporate worship. Okay? Lecrae, great lyrics, but it's going to be so foreign to so many people, and many people can't keep up with it. Their ears can't listen as fast as he can talk. And that's not really good worship music corporately. Great gospel. If you love that kind of music, it's awesome. Great lyrics, but not so much for corporate worship. Okay? So we've got to distinguish between worship music and Christian entertainment. And entertain yourself with things that help you honor God. And if you begin to sense that what I'm listening to isn't helping me, it's leading me away from honoring God, then get away from it. Fast from it. Listen to more Christian music. So the Bible doesn't say do or don't, but it gives you some guiding principles. And this is where it begins to be where we as individuals, as followers of Christ, have to seek out what helps me grow and what doesn't hinder me in my growth. If it's not hindering us, then I don't think it's a big deal. Okay? Now, what's your thoughts? Have you even thought about it since last Sunday? Now, what would that genre be? Oh, okay. All right, Daryl, that's your job to write us a good doo-wop Christian song. So yeah, there's some really good genres out there that Christians are doing really well, but there's some that they're just not. And you know, I think the biggest thing is just you've got to monitor your heart and what is helping you and not hindering you of growing in the Lord. Miss Sharon. Headbanging music? It's that kind of music when you're listening to it, you just want to bang your head a little bit, you know? Heavy metal. Sometimes. Yeah, and a lot of times they do. Now, I don't want to scare you to death, okay? But I do want to be transparent. You know, one of the groups that I really enjoy is Korn. I have to be careful in some of the songs that they play. I don't listen to. I'm telling you, music is my thing. I love different genres of music. I listen to everything from classical music to Korn, and that's about as far away from classical as you can get. But I can't listen to it all the time. I don't listen to it all the time. But you just have to guard your heart. I can't tell you the condition of your heart and what's best for your heart. You need to prayerfully consider and understand that, hey, my goal in life is to honor God. And if I can listen to Korn and it not hinder my walk with the Lord, then I think it's okay. If you can listen to whatever group you enjoy and it not hinder your walk with the Lord, I can't tell you that you don't need to listen to that. But the place you need to dwell is on the things that help you honor God. Dwell on those. And then sometimes, you know, before a game, if you're an athlete, or if there's just some time when you need to release a little tension or a little, just turn on something and bang your head a little bit. I guess I'm just not a good Southern Baptist preacher, or I'd tell you don't listen to nothing but Southern gospel, but, you know, I just can't do that. So the bottom line is you need to be your own spiritual police. Let the Holy Spirit lead you, and your goal is to honor God. And keep that in mind in what you listen to, what you let into your heart. You do need to guard your heart. There are some things you absolutely don't need to listen to. There's some vile music out there. It's not just rap music. Okay? There's some pretty vile country music. Yeah, Scott. Yeah. Exactly, and that's what I meant by a while ago. If it begins to affect my attitude and cause me to have a bad attitude, if it begins to cause me to be more aggressive, if it begins to cause me to behave in a way that doesn't honor God or have thoughts that doesn't honor God, then I need to get rid of it. I need to get away from it. Okay. Exactly. Whatever it is, that's part of that passage where Jesus says, "Hey, if your right eye offends you, pluck it out. If your right hand offends you, cut it off." Better to go into heaven as a blind man than to enter into hell with two good eyes. We need to be willing to let go of those things that hinder our walk. Just like Paul said, put off those things that hinder us from, or bind us and keep us from running the race well. And if that's music, then you need to let it go. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Now, it's the odd thing about the Christian life. It's a holistic life. And our goal is to honor God. And we need to dwell on those things that help us do that. Right. Right. And here again, that's what I mean by being our own spiritual police and understanding and keeping the forefront of our mind. If this is hindering me, then I need to get rid of it. I need to stay away from it. It's not possible. Good deal, because I hadn't found it. Hey, show me, brother, because I'm looking for it. I just hadn't found it. But I do. I'm very eclectic. I like all kinds of music. And so. A good deal. Music is powerful. Music speaks to our soul in a way that the spoken word doesn't, and it is powerful. We need to be very careful. But again, I don't want to be your police. Okay, that's something that you need to be spiritually aware of enough to make the decisions that, hey, I want to honor God, and if this helps me, that's what I want to pour more of it into. If it hinders me, I want to get away from it. Any other thoughts? It's a good thought. Well, hey, I drew two because one of them I drew out for next week that I think we've already covered, but I'm not sure. And that's the problem with not going through and picking out duplicates. So you help me with this. What does the Bible say about forgiveness? Have we covered that? I was thinking we did. Yeah, okay. So, thank you for that. All right. Next week, we'll look at what does the Bible say about dressing nicely for church? Man, killing the preacher here. Messing with my music, now my blue jeans.